you knew that. Bill, I want to thank you and your committee members on the Credentials Committee. Frankly, I didn't expect you to have this ready by this time. And I see, I don't know whether you got a lunch or not.
Well, maybe I'll have a little bit.
Well, I tell you, you've done a good job in a very, very short space of time. And it has certainly advanced the time of our business. So thank you very, very much, and all other members of the committee. Now we'll have a roll call of delegates.
Igu, one of Nome, President Ruth Dunbar, absent. Delegate at large, Axel Edmund, absent. Charlie, if you have the if you have the proxies for these, please say so.
Well then, Charlie, when the names are called, will you announce their presence by U.S. proxy? All right.
Okay. Luther Dunbar. Axel Edmund. Thomas Martin. Mike Walsh. Charles Jones. Auxiliary number one of Nome, President Charlotte Hungerford, absent. Delegate at large, Grace Edmund, absent. Delegate number one, Joe Boyd.
They have no proxies?
No proxies. Igloo number four, Fairbanks. President Paul Griman.
Present.
Delegate at large, Sig Wohl.
Here.
Stanley Olzinski.
Present.
R. Herring. Jack Brooks. James Crawford. Frank Young, Sr. George Hess.
George, do you have his proxy?
Frank Chapados. Tom Jones. Robert E. Sheldon. Ole Scarbo. George Pajanich. Andy Wickham. Frank Young Jr. Clarence J. Wachter.
Representative of proxy.
Dave Adler. Harry Hughes.
Here.
Jack Crook.
Yep.
William Cashin.
Here.
Henry Brockman. Chuck Coit. Robert Steele. Auxiliary number eight, Fairbanks. President Mary Scott.
Present.
Delegate at large, Oliver Steger. Ruth Barrett.
Here.
R.J. Loftus.
Here.
Olive Mae Jones.
Here.
Thelma Herring.
Here.
Andy Sheldon.
Rockwell,
Anna McRae.
Here.
Dorothy Reedy.
Here.
Linda Hassel.
Absent.
Mary Long. Igloo number six of Juno, President J.W. Leavers.
Here.
Delegate at large, J.W. Leavers. William Johnson.
Here.
Thomas B. Cashin.
Here.
Ed Sweeney. Oh. Ernest Bethello. Phil Oldsworth.
Here.
Charles W. Carter.
I have his proxy.
Hansberg. William Meany. Till Holford. Harold Brown. Trevor Davis. George Parks. Henry Green. Herman Porter. Who was it had there? Herman's the follow-up. Auxiliary number six. President Hazel Mantilla. Absent. Delegate at large Doris Sini.
Here.
Ruth Blake.
Here.
Francis Brown. Dale Gammon. Mandis Berg. Alice Johnson. Teddy Kendler. Mamie Jensen. Mildred Mahler. Seven of the LBs. Absent. Igloo number nine is Seward. President Seward Shea.
Here.
Delegate at large. Thor Oslo.
Here.
Delegate one Herman Lear.
Here.
Delegate two is Russell Pater. Auxiliary 9 is Seward. President Francis Jones.
Here.
Delegate at large, Wilma Lynn.
Yes.
Delegate number 1, Barbara Shea.
Here.
Number 10 of Clark, absent. Number Igloo number 13, Cannonau, was transferred to Fairbanks Igloo. Number 15 of Anchorage. President Carl Oxfell.
Here.
Delegate at large E.C. Reinicke.
Here.
Frank Shellhorn.
Here.
Bert Winnerstrom.
Here.
Bob Reed.
Here.
James L. Johnson. Bob Johnson.
Here.
Emery Kunkel.
Here.
Oscar Anderson.
Here.
Fred Nelson.
Here.
Bob Hanson. Bill Stowe. And Ivor Anderson.
Auxiliary from four of Anchorage. President Francis Lobby.
Here.
Delegate large Joe Porter.
Here.
Lois Patterson.
Here.
Elizabeth Bliss.
Here.
Clara McCutcheon.
Here.
Selma Smith. Janice Reed.
Here.
Vera Nelson.
Here.
Aileen Strutz.
Here.
Ketchikan. President Nikki Mee. Absent. Delegate at large Robert Gore.
Here.
Sam Young.
Here.
Max McGilvery.
Here.
Carl Erickson.
Here.
Jack Close.
I know
Roy Hewitt. Charles Whipple. So
somebody had his.
Charles Whipple, who did it?
W.C. Arnold.
Here.
Harold Thompson.
Here.
Nelson Brown. Auxiliary number 7, the Ketchikan. Oh, that's right. The alternates were Joe Diamond and Chase Snyder, Lita Thompson there. Auxiliary number 7 of Ketchikan, President Mary Ferry. Delegate at large, Margaret Collins. Delegate 1, Mary Ferry. Ann Evans. Irene McGilvery. Sydney Nelson. Vida Rich. Marie Gunderson.
Elizabeth Oak Smith. Pardon me, yes, Elizabeth Oak Smith.
Igla 17, Indiana. Absent. Igla 19, Cordova. President Jerry Cochran. Delegate at large, John LaFriva. Walter Wolf. Herman Cahill. Don Shellhorn. Richard Davis. Norman Swanson. Auxiliary 5 of Cordova. President Betty Cochran. Delegate at large, Pearl LaFever. Delegate Grace Durant. Norma Fountain. Igloo 21, Randall. Absent. Igloo 22, Asipka. Absent. Igloo 26, Petersburg. Absent. Igloo number, auxiliary number 10, Petersburg. Absent.
Is that the...
That's the role of the...
Role of the delegation. Well, what do you say if we take them on a 15-minute recess and let the field catch up with their program?
Me too.
So, Sam, this is the 15 minutes has run over. Oh, about half an hour or so. But then all of you are seeing you getting around talking. Probably going to have some coffee, so why stop you? You might as well be happy as long as you can. I have some announcements to make. In the smorgasbord set up at the Harbor Dinner Club. You'll have to go in two separate sections. Sally has arranged, he's doing all the arranging, not me. I don't care. For the Fairbanks, big blues. Anchorage Igloos and Ketchikan Igloos to be there at 6 o'clock sharp. He's got sharp underscore. But Tom, how about the auxiliary? Is somebody here?
That includes the women from those towns also.
They come too. He's not as handpicked as I am. Most of my things are not auxiliaries and injuries. And then that'll be at 6. I'll repeat it. Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Ketchikan. And then at 7:30, Seward, Nome, Juneau, and Cordova. Now, I've been asked that any members, any delegate members who are alumni of the University of Alaska, will they please raise their hands? I'm delighted to announce to you that there's an election at 12 noon on Saturday at Harvard Dinner Club for various members of the university. Have you any other announcements you need to be made?
You want me to read it or do you?
Yes, well. The Fairbanks Observer and videos say I missed in my habit, mention it first. Half the fair is a resolution on the death of our Grand President, Arthur Lutro. And I'm requesting the Secretary to read the resolution.
Resolution on the death of Grand President Arthur Lutro. Whereas fate has decreed that our esteemed Grand President Arthur Lutro should cease from his earthly labors on January the 6th, 1960. And whereas our beloved Grand President was a true pioneer of Alaska, having resided in the 40 Mile and at Flat, and also at Ruby, where he joined Igloo 5 of our order at a very early date. Shortly after 1920, our beloved brother established residence in Fairbanks, where he affiliated with and was ever active in Igloo Number 4. And whereas our brother Lutro, in the course of his service to our order, occupied with distinction the stations of Igloo Number 4, being present thereof in 1947, and likewise and with equal distinction occupied the stations of the Grand Igloo and was elected Grand President thereof at the Grand Convention held in Nome in 1959. And whereas our beloved President, on his departure from our midst, left a host of friends and fraternal brothers, together with a beloved sister, Adriana Lutro Coyle, and a devoted daughter, Margaret Lutro Young, and three lovely grandchildren. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Grand Igloo of the Pioneers of Alaska be convention assembled at Seward, Alaska, this 15th day of October 1960, mourns the passing of our Grand President Arthur P. Lutro, and does by this resolution convey its sympathy to his bereaved family, and direct the Grand Secretary to forward a copy of this resolution to his sister, Adriana Lutro Coyle, and to forward a copy of this resolution, together with a past Grand President's pin and other awards, to his daughter, Margaret Lutro Young. And it's to be signed by the Grand President and the Secretary.
Now, in addressing the chair from the floor, will you please give your name and the Igloo or auxiliary from which you come, so that the secretary can note it in the record. Now, I would like to present this resolution to the floor. and ask for your approval by proper motion.
Mr. President,
do I hear a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion, Madam President.
It has been moved and seconded. It has been moved and seconded that the resolution of this particular grand session, or this grand jury session. And I'll ask if you're ready for the question. All those in favor, don't be with the wave of your right hand. Those opposed, the motion is carried, so ordered. This resolution will be spread on the minutes of this meeting. Likewise, it will be sent to the person's name in the resolution, and the Grand President's fate will be forwarded to the daughter as the resolution provides. You let me have your pen on.
I'll make up the regular form tonight.
Yes.
On the Grand Igloo stationery, and then you can sign
yes, tonight. This is the one that must go in the file.
Okay.
That's the in your reference, that is the original. The resolution has been signed by myself and by Theo as the Grand President and the Grand Secretary. Bring it forward. Resolution presented by the Anchorage. Well, not the resolution of condolence for Arthur Newcomb. That is not a matter of your policy, you see. This is something that it's taken up by the delegates on the floor, and it's passed and will be filed.
Resolution from Igloo 15, Anchorage. Proposed resolution regarding charters in the Constitution of the Grand Igloo. Article 3, Section 6 reads as follows. Section 6. In case of death, resignation, or inability to act of any of the officers except the past Grand Presidents or Grand Vice Presidents, during the interval between sessions of the Grand Igloo, the Grand President shall have power to declare the said office vacant and will fill the same by appointment. It is proposed to delete Section 6 in its entirety and substitute the following. Section 6. In event of the death, resignation, or inability to act of the Grand President, the first Vice President shall immediately become the Grand President and will immediately assume the office and powers of the Grand President. In the event of the death, resignation, or inability to act of any Grand Igloo officer, Grand President excepted, during the interval between sessions of the Grand Igloo, the Grand President shall have the power to declare such office vacant and will fill the vacant office by appointment.
Now that is the type of resolution affecting the Constitution that cannot be acted upon at the present time. That is turned over to the Resolutions Committee, and they will send in their report for adoption or rejection. Are there any other resolutions that you want presented at the time in order to start your 24-hour movement? Why, let me know and we'll get them on the floor. You still have plenty of time, see? I don't know if these fellows want to rush everything. Well, I have some more announcements to make. Sam Young and Max McGill, good Ketchikan delegates, suffered loss of their overcoats at Legion Dugout last evening. Other members who picked the wrong coat are asked to contact these brothers for exchange. Where do you live, please?
Size 46 and 31, please.
If you didn't pick as well as you had before, like bring those old ones back, these new delegates. Of course, you can make money on this game, but up to your heart.
Well, President, if anybody's a brown hat, a dog, brand new, and so is mine, I'm glad they exchanged it for mine, because I like mine better.
You had, you lost your hat, too, Dan? Well, all I can say is, winter's coming on, you've got to hang on your underwear. Dr. Sully, I've announced about the smorgasbord time. Is there any other announcement that your committee wish to have made at this time? Initiated yet. And it is requested that he be initiated at this session of Grand Eagle. And I'm very happy to reply to this request and say that the Grand Eagle will conduct the initiation. Now ask the time, when do you think he would be present?
Grand President, he is now present.
Oh, he's now present?
Yes, sir.
Hang on to him for a while. I'd like to get out the book to see who he is. This is the service again. Now, we've had many inquiries relative to the condition of Lieutenant Jack Wolf of Petrograd. Jack, as you know, is a man who plays the bones in the orchestra. And he had the unfortunate experience of falling down the stairs at the hotel, the Seward Hotel. Jack is 92, and it would not be Jack's fault that he fell. But he did break his leg, and he's now in the hospital, and Delegate Sam Young and Mac McGillery have been over there and have seen him. And I know that you'd be glad to have some report as to his condition. Mac, I'm requesting you to come to the stand and report to the delegates as to the condition. Jack, I don't know myself. Several of the brothers have been up many times to visit Jack since he had the accident. And I'm happy to say he's doing real well. They're real happy at the hospital with his condition and condition there. And they set his leg yesterday and had quite a little operation. He wasn't too hurt this morning. But he still has spirits, and the nurses and the doctors, they surprise you how much vitality and resistance that he has. And we're afraid that he is going to be able to go home with this. And I hope that many of you in town here will have a chance to visit him. And I want to congratulate the Seward people for the fine hospital that they have here. It's really something to be proud of. And I'm happy to say that he's very well taken care of. Thank you. Well, thank you for that report. I'm glad to hear it too. I have not been able to get over the hospital. Somewhat busy here, trying to figure out what I was going to do next. Now it is 4 o'clock. I have another correction in the program. Just had it to me. The 9:30 p.m. movies of Alaska by Harry Hughes. And now tell me the pictures to be shown by Paul Greenman.
Grayman.
Grayman. And Stanley.
Olczynski.
Olczynski. So that is the correction. The time is still 9:30 afternoon. And the same pictures. All right.
May I make an announcement?
Come on here.
Yes. He's up there sitting up there. I wanted to, Mr. President, I want to make an announcement to the members
especially to the secretaries and the president. I have various supplies here that you might need in your work as secretaries. I also have some auxiliary pins, igloo pins, also the past igloo present pins, past auxiliary present pins for you. As long as they last, I'll sell them to you, and then you can order from them. But before you go, I'll leave this grand session. If there's anything you need, just let me know, please. Thanks.
Grand President?
Yes.
Where is that show going to be? In this hall here for the pictures? Is that right?
At the Civic Center.
Well, that would be right here.
Yes.
Okay.
They didn't tell me about any changes in that. You know, in the past, we tried to get through with the day's business by four, but I want to have this initiation ceremony for Fairbanks, so that I'm going to declare a recess of 5 minutes only, so that we can get the books to the various officers and go to work. So you'll take a 5 minute recess.
I haven't any books here to go.